Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This month, a senior Israeli cyber official was allowed to leave the U.S. after being caught in an underage sex sting, effectively getting a get-out-of-jail-free pass from the local district attorney, who, you guessed it, just happens to be Jewish. It gets worse. The predator's Jewish attorney is also a major donor to the election campaign of that DA, his nominal opponent in this case. And both have appeared together on the stage at Jewish pro-Israel events. And the U.S. attorney, who could have prosecuted in the case on her own account, but chose not to, even while feigning outrage, is a Jewess who was born in Israel. Tom Artyom Alexandrovich was arrested in Nevada in a child exploitation sting, yet was freed on low bail, allowed to keep his Israeli passport, and promptly flew back to Israel, while other lower flight risk defendants are still in jail. Even though American conservatives and many liberals are fawning worshippers of all things Jewish and Israeli, Jews are America's real hyper-privileged ruling class, after all, there is nevertheless a growing sense of outrage that a high-ranking foreign government official caught while attempting to lure what he thought was a child for sex was not only granted bail within 24 hours, but also permitted to depart the United States unimpeded. Things like this tend to make some of the brainwashed start to wake up. Tom Artyom Alexandrovich was 38 years old and was identified as a division head at Israel's National Cyber Directorate, an agency directly under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, was arrested a few weeks ago during a multi-agency Nevada sting targeting child predators. Authorities say he believed he was meeting a 15-year-old girl and even brought a condom to the exploitative sex rendezvous. The sting involved not only local police, but federal officials too, including the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Normally, federal officials would get involved in the prosecution, too, if a foreign national was involved. That's why they were there. But the feds, after some initial screeching from the relevant U.S. attorney, have filed zero charges and, in fact, have stated they are not going to do so and have fallen totally silent on the matter. Can't ever, ever make our ruling parasites look bad, you know. Within 24 hours, Alexandrovich posted $10,000 bail, a supposedly standard amount preset by Nevada courts for local arrestees, and certainly not intended for high flight risk foreign officials, especially not ones from a country notorious for shielding Jewish pedophiles from prosecution, and especially not ones with multi-million dollar deep pockets funded by the Israeli government. And he walked out of custody without surrendering his passport, or even being asked to do so, or facing even the slightest travel restrictions. In contrast, some of the other arrested individuals in the same sting, who were certainly less of a flight risk, were denied bail altogether. This glaring disparity underscores the deep vein of privilege enjoyed by Jews under our current system. Legal experts have slammed the case as the perfect example of how bail can be exploited by those with resources. The flight risk should have been obvious. Netanyahu's government lied about the incident, as expected. Media and official statements claimed Alexandrovich was merely questioned during a professional conference and returned as scheduled, omitting any mention of his arrest, his attempt to abuse an American girl, or the charges he faces. A state employee who traveled to the U.S. for professional matters was questioned by American authorities during his stay, Netanyahu's office said. The employee, who does not hold a diplomatic visa, was not arrested and returned to Israel as scheduled. What audacity! What total lies! And they get away with it. Meanwhile, Alexandrovich's attorney, prominent and pricey Las Vegas Jew lawyer David Z. Chesnoff, vowed Alexandrovich will, quote, vigorously defend himself, unquote, and claimed any suggestion of preferential treatment is, quote, completely inaccurate, close quote. The lawyer claimed the bail process was, quote, unquote, routine, and that his client would, quote, attend all court dates he is required to be at, close quote. Just a few days later, when Alexandrovich failed to appear in court, Chesnoff said, quote, he was instructed by me that he didn't have to be here, close quote. Now that's chutzpah. Chesnoff even claimed to the judge that he had, quote, an arrangement, close quote, with District Attorney Wolfson that his client could skip his court date. The judge said she'd heard nothing about any such arrangement. No news outlet that I can find has pointed this out, but there is strong evidence to suggest that Wolfson, who is the local Las Vegas DA who is theoretically at least prosecuting Alexandrovich, is a Jew himself. There is his name and his leering, ghoulish appearance. There is the fact that he married someone named Glass. And there is the fact that Wolfson attended, as a dignitary, an American Friends of the Hebrew University, AFHU, event called the Scopus Awards, where David Chesnoff, yes, the same David Chesnoff who is Alexandrovich's attorney, received the 2024 Scopus Award, which is given for awardees who show, quote, dedication to Israel and the Jewish people, close quote. AFHU's event page and local coverage explicitly list Wolfson among the dignitaries at that event. Furthermore, that same David Z. Chesnoff, the Israeli sex predator's lawyer, is also one of Wolfson's major campaign donors. Chesnoff is deeply involved in pro-Israel, quote-unquote, philanthropy. Not only did he receive AFHU's Scopus Award last year, but he is publicly recognized in the press as a prominent pro-Israel donor. The Las Vegas Review-Journal donor profile of D.A. Wolfson lists Chesnoff as a $10,000 donor to Wolfson's campaign, and Chesnoff also donated another $10,000 to Wolfson through a company of his, according to the same report. Another named Wolfson donor, Stephen J. Klubeck, is publicly associated with AFHU, and Klubeck appears as honorary chair for AFHU's Bel Air Los Angeles fundraising events. Klubeck is also named among Wolfson's $10,000 donors in the local reporting on Wolfson's fundraising. That I had to dig up this information myself, and that it is not all over the press right now, is absolutely outrageous. Wolfson's overall donor list skews heavily to the Las Vegas casino hospitality industry and its many Jewish multimillionaires. Review Journal reporting on his campaign fundraising lists a slate of strip hotels, casino owners, and other local heavyweights among top donors, almost all of them giving the maximum allowed. Many, many of these figures are fanatical Zionist Jews. The federal U.S. attorney for Nevada, Sigal Chatta, who normally would head any federal effort to prosecute the would-be child rapist, is also a Jew. She is Israeli-born, in fact, even prominently including that information in some of her political campaigns. Her public persona is that of a Zionist right-wing nutcake, supporting Trump's wildest gyrations of position on numerous issues with pinpoint Stalinist-style accuracy. Chatta is known for calling Palestinians, quote-unquote, animals who need to be, quote-unquote, wiped off the map, including children who, she says, are all, quote-unquote, born terrorists and therefore presumably deserve to be killed. Chatta publicly screeched angrily when Alexandrovich was let go, lambasting the local judge and district attorney for failing to seize an accused child predator's passport, thereby enabling his escape. She said the attorney general and FBI leadership were outraged about this. But she quickly changed her tune, and she has now gone totally mum on the matter, except to say that Tom Alexandrovich will not be prosecuted by her office. Words, words, words for public perception, followed by the silence and inaction that is best for Jews and Israel. This is how we are ruled. Wolfson, the one directly responsible for letting the predator go, defended the outcome, calling it standard procedure. Arrestees without Alexandrovich's access to high-powered attorneys and tons of Israeli money, paid for by American taxpayers, of course, are still in jail. And I suppose that is a kind of standard procedure in Jew-ridden and money-ruled America. Some locals arrested in the same sting had double Alexandrovich's bail, despite being local and despite not having access to 1/100th of his money and resources. And one was required to be under house arrest with an ankle monitor. Talk about Jewish privilege. Why was Alexandrovich in Las Vegas to begin with? He was attending the Black Hat 2025 conference there. The Black Hat conferences are strange gatherings of both cybersecurity experts trying to mitigate threats of hacking and illegal spying and data theft, and the so-called offensive hackers who do those very illegal things, though for the purposes of a veil of legality, they often pose as good guys, merely alerting the community to security flaws they have found through offensive probing and hacking. One thing that most people don't know is that this kind of hacking activity is perfectly legal in Israel, as long as it serves the purposes of the Jewish state. And a massive cyber hacking and spying and data theft industry flourishes there. Alexandrovich himself posted this note a few hours before he was arrested. Quote, "Two things you can't escape at Black Hat 2025, the relentless buzz of generative AI and the sound of Hebrew in every corridor." Close quote. Alexandrovich also wrote, quote, "The key takeaway, the future of cybersecurity is being written in code, and it seems a significant part of it is being authored in Tel Aviv. An exciting time to be in the field." Close quote. Exciting times indeed. This is the rotten system under which we live. It's time to free ourselves. It's time to make a new American nation again. To liberate ourselves from this filth. It's time to build an organization and a community that can resist tyranny with even more vigor and determination and understanding than in 1776. It's time to support the National Alliance.